You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Okay, we're gonna look first at 1 John 4, chapter 16. And please pull that up in the Amplified for me. It says, and we know, understand, recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience. Now understand that here's a statement that tells us that we know this stuff, we know what God's word says, and that we know that his word is true. We understand, we recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience. See, eventually your experience will line up to the word of God if you don't let go of the word. Do you remember that when Peter walked on the water? Peter's walking on the water, there's a storm. Is there a storm? Okay, when Peter gets out of the boat, the storm is still raging. But when he stepped out on the word of God and he's focused on Jesus. He's focused on the word come. Jesus, if it is you, bid me come. He said, it's me. I mean, like, what are my options here? You didn't give me another option. Come. So Peter steps out and he's doing just fine until he gets distracted by the storm. The storm that was already raging before he got the word. But the distraction of the storm causes us to sometimes let go of the word of God, and that's when we find we start to sink. And so when we say that there's people who are experiencing, oh, well, you know, I know people who believe that and it didn't work for them. No, they let go of the word. They let go of the word. Because the word doesn't fail, but we could fail the word. We're going to see proof of that. So he goes on and he says, and believe, right? So we know and believe. Adhere to and put faith in and rely on the love of God, on the love God cherishes for us. God is love. So when we look at this, we're saying we know by experience, by practical application, that God is love. I've experienced his love. See, some people, and I feel sad when there are people who have never truly allowed God to love them, because we can be so guarded and so have so many walls up that we won't even let God demonstrate his love to us. And when we allow God to demonstrate his love to us, it does increase our confidence in his word. Because we start to truly believe, not just by observation, but by experience and by adhering to it and knowing that he truly loves us. And I know that there's sometimes it's like, well, why would God love me? And then there's other people who are like, yeah, that's great. I know God loves me, but so what? So what? It changes everything. His love changes everything. And having that practical experience with him and allowing him to just hug you. And if you've never had a Holy Spirit hug, go spend some time alone with Jesus. Just you, the word, and just praising him and worshiping him and loving him. And you will have an experience. And we don't base anything. We do not base our foundation of truth on goosebumps. We don't. But I will tell you that it will cause you to start to have a fire burning on the inside of you that will want to pour more and more into the Word of God. I cannot cause you to have passion for the Word of God. I can tell you how amazing God's Word is, how deep and how true and how faithful He is to His Word. But only you can fan that flame within you, because you already have a desire to know Him more once you become born again. Jesus living on the inside of you causes you desire to have a desire, but if you don't feed that desire, it'll get quenched. And he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. See, we have a disconnect sometimes with the Word of God because we don't continue on with him. That, you know, okay, great, I had my encounter, I had my experience, now it's time to move on. No, now it's time to go deeper. Now it's time to lay hold of more. Now it's time to have greater confidence in his word, because you know of whom it is who speaks. When you know who is speaking, you can judge whether or not you can trust the word being spoken. Think about it. You know, we use this term, and sometimes we let go of this term, but truly we need to consider the source. Consider the source. What's the agenda? What's the bend? It's amazing, because we have two different news channels. Depending on which one you listen to more, you have completely different opinions than the other people. You do, because one has one agenda and the other has another agenda. And please understand, both have agendas, right? But the reality is, where you will consider the source, you will know whether or not it's true. And if you know who God is, and you know that he cannot lie, and you consider the integrity of his word, and not just, well, you know, you never know what God's going to do. That's not true. He's written it all down. Yeah. Amen? Okay, so we need to know and believe. Verse 18 says, there is no fear in love. Dread does not exist. Wow. If you've got dread, you're not rooted and grounded in the love of God. But full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection. That's God's love for you. If we don't understand God's love for us to this level, to this magnitude, we're going to have an opportunity to have terror and have fear, have dread. But God doesn't want that for us, because that's not who he is. He is love. Amen? Now, Hebrews chapter 6, this is all just me trying to convince you of the integrity of the Word of God. Okay? We haven't started the message yet. Hallelujah, pray for me. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Hebrews 6, 19. Now, we have this hope as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Now, what is this hope? The Word of God. The Word of God anchors our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. The Word of God is our earnest expectation. Yes. The Word of God is what creates the expectation that we have, which then is how faith is the substance of the things that we hope for. Yes. Okay, I might have made that a little bit circular. The Word of God is where we should get our expectation. Okay? Remember, it says that you delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. Okay. Now, there are probably multiple ways that you can look at that scripture, but let's look at it from two different ways. As I delight myself in the Lord, my will lines up to his will. He plants his desires for my life into my heart. Remember that prearranged good life that he set forth, made ready for me to live? And he puts that in my heart, and now that's my pursuit, which lines up with his will, and he will cause it to come to pass. Now, more frequently, the way that we look at that is, when I delight myself in the Lord, everything that I want, he gives me. Which is okay, as long as you're delighting yourself in the Lord and the desires of your heart match his desires for your life. Right? Now, how do you know what his desire for your life is? It's written. But you know, there's not a chapter or a verse that says that I was to marry a Kurt Owen. It's not written in chapter and verse. But it bore witness with my spirit that I had a peace in my heart that this is the man that God has for me. And I could see myself in the Word of God. I could see how it lined up with who I was called to be and who I am as a result of it. And I thank God for that lining up like that. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com, because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or